This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden is in Tulsa, Oklahoma today to commemorate the centennial of the Tulsa Race Massacre, a white mob's terrifying 1921 destruction of a black community that left hundreds of people dead and 10,000 homeless after 2 days of violence. Moments ago, he spoke to a crowd gathered there saying, "My fellow Americans, this was not a riot. This was a massacre." The audience broke into applause. He said there had been a collective effort to, after the event, to erase it from memory, noting that for many years, Oklahoma children were not taught about it in schools. But the president said such events must be remembered. He said we can't just choose to learn what we want to know and not what we should know. That sparked more applause. He said we should know the good, the bad, everything. That's what great nations do. They come to terms with their dark sides, and we're a great nation. He also noted discrepancies in the black and white experience in America in regard to home values, insurance costs, and public services. And he addressed voting rights at length, saying in 2020, the country saw an unprecedented assault on the right to vote. He said he would have more to say about this at a later date. Meanwhile, he urged voting rights advocates to redouble their efforts. Earlier, the White House said the government will pump new money into programs to expand home ownership and support small business ownership in communities of color. Biden's visit to Tulsa coincided with the opening of a new museum that chronicles the siege. But questions remain over whether to pay reparations and how much to the remaining survivors and descendants of the assault, and how to search the unmarked suspected burial grounds for those killed in the massacre. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.